The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Bible to the book of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. We are going to read it together. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Open your Bible to it. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. And we are going to read it together. When you are there, just say yes. I'm there. If you are there, say yes.
Yes,
that yes is still not loud enough. I said, if you are there, say yes. I'm not happy with your response. My voice is louder than your voice. I said, if you are there, say yes. Now, one, two, go. So he answered and said unto me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to ask God that, Lord, I've come to your presence at this hour. Fill me afresh with your power. Your word says it's not by power. Your word says it's not by might, but by your spirit, says the Lord. I believe your word this evening. Fill me with your power. Speak to me, O Lord. Touch me, O Lord. Impact my life, O God. Change my destiny, O God. Lord, fill me with your power. I want to experience your power afresh. I want to experience your grace anew. I want to experience your visitation. I am tired with my life. I want a shift and a change. I want you to open your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
That amen is nauseating me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you because you are here. Because we have fulfilled the criteria for your presence. You said where two or three are gathered in my name, you said I'm there in their midst. Thank you because you are here. Thank you because you are here with your blessings. Lord, I ask that you open heaven and pour your blessings, pour your spirits upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Every power that makes people to sleep, every spirit that peep and slumber, we bind them in the mighty name of Jesus. I subdue every heart to the authority of the word of God. I subdue every life to the authority of God. Because where the word of King is, there is power and there is authority. I take authority over every soul here. And I decree that every heart, every soul present under my word will listen and shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon that steals blessing, every demon that useless lives will come against you and will cast you out of this environment in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask today that you will open the channels of our spirit. You will cause us to pay attention to your word, and you will cause your word to sink into our lives. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
That amen is small. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says it's not by power you can have your seat, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. There was a time in Israel. It was a terrible time. Sambalat and Tobiah were fomenting the children of
Israel.
There are many bounties tormenting them. The governors on the east and on the west, on the north and the south were giving them restless nights. It was difficult to build the temple of the Lord and to build the wall of
Jerusalem.
They were building with one hand and holding sword in the other hand. And then suddenly the word of God came. Tonight the word of God is coming to someone here. You are not listening to me. I said tonight the word is coming to someone here. If you are here, you are present. I said the word of God is coming to you tonight. I said the word of God is coming to you tonight. I said the word of God came to Zerubbabel, and he said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And then the angel that spoke to him said, what do you see? He said, I see a lampstand with seven candlesticks, with burning lamps on each of the seven candlesticks. And I saw two olive trees, one on the right and one on the left. And then he said, what do you see? What do they mean? He said, I do not know. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see an olive tree, what it produces is the olive oil. And that means that there's a constant supply of oil to the lampstand. If God can give you that picture now, you see two olive trees here standing beside the lampstand, and the oil flowing into the lamps. That is the meaning of abundant life. I don't know who is going to get a abundant life here tonight, but I know I'm going to get a abundant life. I said, I know I'm going to get a abundant life. I know that the Spirit of the living God is going to flow to me. And on the right and on my left, I am not going to be left destitute. I am not going to be left destitute. And I pray for you that tonight the Spirit of the Lord will flow to you. I can't hear your amen. I said the Spirit of the living God will flow to you. We are talking about Holy Ghost baptism. We are talking about Holy Spirit baptism. In John chapter 16 verse 17.
John 16 verse 7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Jesus
Christ said, it is good that I go away. Jesus Christ said, I understand the dynamics of the kingdom of heaven. If I do not go, it cannot be good for you. Yes, it is good that for you that I came. But it is good that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the comforter will not come. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ will not say what he did not mean. He will not say what he does not want to say. He said, it is good that I go away. Good for you. It is because of you that I go away. Yes, I do miracle among you. Yes, I do miracles among you. But it is better that I go away so that you can do more miracles. Yes, I teach you the word of God that you have never heard before. But it is better I go away so that you can become a greater teacher. Yes, I feed you. I feed you. But it's better that I go away so that you will be feeding others. Yes, I demonstrate the wisdom of God among you. But it's good that I go away so that all of you can demonstrate the wisdom of God. Yes, I protect you. But it is better that I go away so that you can be bold to confront the devil and to confront the enemy and to overcome. Jesus Christ said, it is good. It is good for you that I go away. It is good for you that I go away. And today, there shall be that fulfillment of that word in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. That amen is not say to me. Say amen 3 times. Jesus said, it is good that I go away. It is good, better that I go away. If I don't go away, you will not get anything. Your life will remain the same. Even when Jesus Christ was present, the disciples were afraid. When Jesus Christ was present, the disciples were fighting against
him.
When Jesus Christ was around, yet they did not even believe the word that he's saying.
Then
it is good that I go away. That I go away. He said, if I go, something will happen. Something will happen. He said, the comforter will come. He said, the comforter will come. The comforter has come. The comforter has come. If you believe with me, shout a big
hallelujah.
I said the comforter has come. The comforter has come. Listen to me. You cannot live a Christian life in flesh. It is not possible. The Bible tells us in the book of John. He said that is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And we know that you cannot worship God in flesh. Because the Bible said that they that will worship him, we worship him in spirit. And in what? I can't hear you. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Christianity cannot be lived without the Spirit of the living God. Christianity cannot be lived without the Spirit of the living God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is this Holy Spirit? Who is this Holy Spirit? There are a lot of misconceptions about Holy Spirit. There are many misconceptions about Holy Spirit. Some say it's a mystical force. Some say it's an impersonal power. But what does God, the Bible say about the identity of the Holy Spirit? But the Bible simply puts it that the Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person in Trinity. He's a divine personality. He has his being. He has his mind. He has emotions. And he has a will. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is a divine person. In Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira, when they committed that grievous thing, by lying, Peter stood up and said,
Ananias,
why has Satan filled you to deceive the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is a person.
It's
a personality.
It's
a personality. Holy Spirit is omniscience.
In
Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8. Said, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, we can see the characteristics of the omniscience of the Holy Spirit. Say, but God has revealed it unto us by His Spirit. Because the Spirit of God searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thought of man except the Spirit of man within him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the Spirit of God himself. The Holy Spirit is omniscience. He knows everything. He knows everything. He knows all. He has his own thoughts. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10, he said, for God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Because that Spirit searches all things. The Holy Spirit has emotions. He can be grieved. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, Paul said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Holy Spirit can be grieved. If he's not a person, he cannot be grieved. No, if he's not a person, then he cannot be grieved. He is a person. That is why you can grieve him. And that is why if you are here, you are a Christian, you must never go near sin. Because you are grieving the Holy Spirit. You are grieving God himself. We also know that he's a person. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God intercedes for us. It is only a personality that can intercede. A force cannot intercede. Emotion cannot intercede. Mind cannot intercede. Said, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Said, likewise, the Spirit helped our family to pray. Because we do not know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit helps us to pray with groanings that cannot be uttered. He makes decisions. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 7, when he was talking about the gift of the Spirit, he said that the Holy Spirit gives to everyone as a prophet, but the manifestation of the Spirit of God is given to everyone to profit with that. For one is given the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives. It is only a person, only a God that can give. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shout Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Shout Holy Spirit. Shout Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God. And today, you will receive him. That amen has kwashioko. I said today you will receive him. I said you will receive him. Jump up on your feet and shout hallelujah three times. Because the Holy Spirit and God has not left us comfortless. He has sent that comforter to us to help us to live in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, this world is dangerous. This world is dangerous. Very bad. Very evil. No wonder the book of Revelation tells us that the devil comes unto you having a great wrath. That the devil comes unto you having great wrath.
Because
he knows that he has a short time. So the devil is angry. Whether you like it or not, the devil is angry. If you have the Spirit of God within you, you will know that in this Ilefe, the devil is angry and he wants to reverse the work of God, but it is impossible for him. Is anybody there that agrees with me? Shout yes. That the devil cannot reverse the work of God. How many of you agree with me? Shout a big yes. Shout a big yes. That the devil will never have his way in this town. The devil will not have his way in this country. Because we are the light of God. We are the light of the living God. A city that is on the hill cannot be hidden. No man lighted a lamp and put it under the bushel, but he put it on the top so that everyone in the house can see. We are the light of the world and we shall shine. Can I hear your amen? I said we shall shine. I said we shall shine. The work of the Holy Spirit. What is the work of the Holy Spirit? I group it under two. The work of the Holy Spirit before salvation and the work of the Holy Spirit after salvation. The Holy Spirit convicts sinners of sin. He convicts sinners of sin. When before I became born again, I knew in my heart that I was a sinner. And the Holy Spirit was always speaking to me that you are a sinner. That's why that at that point in time I did not have anybody to preach to me. I said, despite the fact that at that time there was nobody to preach to me. But I knew. The Holy Spirit convinced us of sin. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 8 that when the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John chapter 6 verse 44. He said, no one can come. No one can come except the Father draws him. Nobody can come. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. And that is why you cannot boast about your salvation. It is by the grace of God so that no man can boast. No woman can boast. No child can boast. No adult can boast. No woman can boast. It is the work of grace. And I believe that by the grace of God, the work of grace in our lives shall be permanent. I can't hear your amen. I said I can't hear your amen. What is the work of the Holy Spirit after salvation? There are many, but I will sum up into one. That the Holy Spirit gives us new life. Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. Say we are dead in our trespasses and our sins. But thanks be to God who has redeemed us through his blood, who has saved us. Bible says by grace are you saved. It is the Spirit of God that saves us, gives us new life. He's the one that teaches us in Titus chapter 2. For the grace that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldliness, and to live soberly. Yes, to live soberly in this present world. It is the Spirit of the living God that helps us. It gives us a new life. Helps us to live as Christians. Help us to live as a Christian. Why must I receive the Holy Spirit baptism? Why so is this so important? Why is this so important? Jesus Christ said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, said, and ye shall receive power. And ye shall receive power. And ye shall receive power. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. By work of man, by work of flesh, shall no man prevail. We read in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, said it is not by by might. It is not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. It was a terrible time at that time in Israel. Just as it was terrible here today in Nigeria. And then some of them were thinking, maybe if we take over the government, maybe if some of us is the king of Media and Persia, maybe if we can just overthrow the governors beside us, maybe if we can kill Sambalat and Tobiah. And the Holy Spirit says it is not by power. It is not by grabbing power. The disciples had nobody to speak with them in the house of Herod. The disciples had nobody to speak for them in the house of Herod. They didn't have anybody to speak for them. There was nobody to speak for them in the house of Festus. Yet, they turned the world upside down. Yet, they move everywhere. Turning every place upside down. They became a terror to the kingdom of darkness. They became a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Today, by the power of the living God, you shall become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. I can't hear your amen very well. At the third extension, I can't hear your amen. Bible tells us that in Acts chapter 2, said when the disciples were gathered in the upper room, said suddenly there came the sound of a rushing wind and filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared like a cloven tongue of fire and sat upon each one of them, and then they started speaking with another tongue. Today the power of God will descend upon you. That was the genesis of what you see in Acts of the Apostles. It was not by grabbing power. It was not by grabbing power. It's not by grabbing political power. It's not by grabbing political power. It is by the power of the living God. And then they didn't have soldiers. I'm talking about Zechariah and Zerubbabel. There was no soldier. And they were thinking, maybe if we have soldiers, maybe we are going to win this war. And the Holy Spirit spoke. He said, it's not by power. It's not by political power. It's not by military might. But by my Spirit, says the Lord. Somebody is here tonight. When you receive the Spirit of the living God, every mountain before you shall become plain. Why I can't hear your amen. I said that mountain shall become plain. He said, who are they? Mountain before Zerubbabel. When the Spirit of God comes, it doesn't matter the mightiness of the mountain. It doesn't matter the height of the mountain. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He said, who are that mountain? Who are that mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shall be made plain. Tonight, as you receive the power of the living God, every mountain that blocks you, every mountain that blocks your progress, every mountain that does not allow you to make progress in your family, make progress in your work, today they shall be leveled. I can't hear your amen. I said they shall be leveled. I said they shall be leveled. In the mighty name of Jesus. So it is good to receive the power of God. Because every mountain before you will be leveled. You will have the boldness of God. Peter, who cannot speak before. Peter, who cannot even speak in a congregation before, stood up and began to address the people. He said, fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, and let me explain. The power and the boldness came. That power will come today. I said that boldness will come today. I so much Acts chapter 5.
Ni we ise awon apostle ori karun.
He was so bold that he said.
O ni igboya de bi ko wi pe.
He said we will rather obey God than man.
O ni a ma gboran si Olorun lo ju
se. This was somebody who was running away from ordinary servants.
Eni ton sa fun omo odo lasan leleyi.
But he got to a point.
Wo de ipele kan.
When that power came.
Nigba ti agbara na
se. Said we will rather obey God.
O ni a ma gboran si Olorun
than man.
Ju eniyan.
Today.
Loni.
Today.
Loni.
God will give you boldness.
Olorun ma fun yin ni igboya.
Many years ago, when we were posted to Elisha, one man we stood me and Brian Yinka, and then he spoke to us. He said he's going to deal with us. And of course, we know him very well. We heard about him. He said, I will deal with you. He said,
you will hear me. You will hear.
And I told Pastor Yinka, I said, Olo Magbelegbo.
I said,
Olo Magbelegbo.
I said, he will be the one to hear about
not,
us.
Not more than 20 days after.
So,
somebody called us from Malaysia. I said, that man is dead,
though.
I said, that man is dead,
though.
I said it.
Olo
Magbelegbo. Every negative finger stretch against you. By the time you receive the power of the living God, they will dry out.
Amen.
I said they will dry out. I said they will dry out. I said they will dry out. In the mighty name of Jesus. You need the Spirit of God to be bold. You need the Spirit of God to worship God. John chapter 4 verse 24. Said they that will worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. That is why I wonder when I see some people, they don't even dance when they are dancing. And they will come to the church of God, they will be busy doing other things. They see praise worship as just wasting time. Let me tell you, it is because there is no Spirit of the living God. There is no fullness of that Spirit. When there is that fullness of that Spirit, you will worship God in spirit. You will worship him in truth. And also, we need the Spirit of God to walk. To walk. Yes, to please God. No man can please God except by the Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 tells us. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You need the Spirit of God to walk, to please God. And the Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, I love this very much. He said, as many that are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons and daughters of God. Once you are led by the Spirit of God, you are directed by the Spirit of God. You don't do anything by man's wisdom. You are led by the Spirit of the living God. Then you are sons and daughters of God. You need the Spirit of God to be led by the Spirit of God. No matter how much you know how to pray, there is no way your prayer can be acceptable. And there's no way you will know what to pray for, because the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity to pray. We have infirmity in our heart. We have infirmity. The body will want to say, I'm tired. But when the Spirit of God is there, there is a generator inside of you that will propel you to continue to pray. And today, as you receive the Spirit of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God will give you the Spirit of grace and supplication. I can't hear your amen. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you don't know who you are. You are, the Bible says that the whole world is waiting for your manifestation. The problem of this country is not the problem of Nigeria, it's the problem of the Christians. If we can rise up, including me, filled with the power of the living God, who is Boko Haram that can stand before us? Who is bandit that can stand before us? Let me tell you something. God is waiting for your earnest manifestation. And you will manifest. There are nations inside of you. There are nations inside of you. Let me tell you, don't think that you are small. Don't think you are young. Don't think you are too old. There are nations inside of you. There are dimensions of glory that men have never seen. That can only be accessed through Jesus Christ. It is only if you can position yourself rightly and allow the infilling of the Holy Spirit, then you begin to experience the transformational power. Not only in your life, but in the community around you. We need the Spirit of the living God, and today we shall receive. I said we shall receive the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who can be baptized? Who can be baptized? Those who have repented of their sins. Congratulated those who came forward today.
They
gave their life to Jesus Christ. They are qualified to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. But if you are there, there is sin in your life. Holy Spirit can never reside in an holy vessel. Holy Spirit can never reside in a dead vessel. In a dirty vessel. Peter said in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, he said, repent every one of you. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is for you and your children and for those who are far off. Today, if you are still there, there is sin in your life. Forget about it that you have given your life to Jesus Christ before. Forget about your title. Forget about what you are doing in the church. Forget about what you are doing in the confession. But there is sin in your life. And you know it, that you do not have power over sin. You know that every now and then the sin rests you to the ground. Kick you at the committee, kick you in the head, kick you everywhere. And every day you are rising and you are falling. You need the touch of God. You need to get born again genuinely. And by the grace of God, as you do that, God will forgive. Write your name in the book of life and make access open for the Spirit of God to fill you in the mighty name of Jesus. Who can receive the Holy Ghost baptism? All believers. All believers. Regardless of your tribe. Regardless of your social standing. Regardless of your education. Regardless of your race. Regardless of whether you are a servant or you are a master. Whether you are poor or you are rich. Whether you can speak English or you cannot speak English. As long as you are born again. As long as you are a child of God. You are qualified to receive the Spirit of God. And today, the Spirit of God will baptize you. I can't hear your big amen. I say I can't hear your big amen. How do you receive? How do you receive? Let me read Luke chapter 11. I love this verse because it's an anchor. It's always an anchor for me. Luke chapter 11 verse 13. It said, if ye then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? If you ask, Matthew 7. Ask, and he shall receive. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit we are talking about is not Anweemi Woli.
It's not the spirit of the prophet.
It's not the one that you see in your movies. You don't have to jump from the ceiling down before you can receive the Holy Spirit. Even where you are sitting, the Holy Spirit can come upon you. Where you are walking, the Holy Spirit can fall upon you. The Holy Spirit we are talking about is the Holy Spirit. It's not demonic spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. And by the grace of God, we will be baptized. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me also say, if you are speaking in tongue and your tongue cannot even cure malaria, that when you see cockroach in your house, you still run. Better throw that one away tonight. And get the Holy Spirit baptism. And get the Holy Spirit baptism. Get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I saw a Christian. And I called him. I said, where are you? He said, I'm hiding somewhere. I said, what is happening? They said, Oro is passing by. And they said, nobody should see Oro. I said, I said, when you should be Oro to Oro. You are running away from Oro. I said, there's a problem. Tonight, there will be an impact. I said there will be an impact of the power of God upon our lives, and our life and destiny shall be changed for better in the mighty name of Jesus. God has promised us that if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door shall be opened. It says, he that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So it is all in our hands, because God will not override your desires. If you desire the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. I said they will come, the Holy Spirit will come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So ask in faith, no doubt. Ask in faith. Number two, desire the manifestation of the Spirit. Desire it. And by the grace of God, some of you will speak with a new tongue. I can't hear your amen. I said some of you will speak with new tongues. Some of you will prophesy. I said some of you will prophesy. And the Lord God of heaven will perform his works in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Today God is looking for people who is going to exercise his power. Who is going to exercise the dominion of heaven here on earth? Who is going to tap to the fullness of the power of God? That same power, that same spirit that created the world in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. And when God said, let there be light, and there was light, and the whole universe was created in 1 second, that same power that rose Jesus Christ from death. That is that power that we are talking about. When it comes upon you today, you become a generator. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Your life is not going to remain the same. You continue to influence your generation. You continue to influence your family. Your destiny becomes better. Your life becomes better. Christian work becomes meaningful. That is what happened when the Spirit comes upon you. How many of us are ready today? How many of us are ready today? Can I see your hands up? You are ready. Can I see your hands if you are ready? Can I see your hands if you are ready? I want you to jump on your feet. I want you to jump on your feet. I want you to jump on your feet. Forget about the person beside you. You are here for business. Listen to me. When the Holy Ghost came, he did not visit them collectively. He visited them individually. There's a cloven tongue that fell upon their heads. One by one. Now you are going to close your eyes. You are going to ask God. And say, oh Lord, open heaven upon me. Fill me with this power. I need this power. I need this power. I need this power too. I need this power too. I need this power too. Give me this power too. Give me this power. If you can give Peter, If you can give James, if you can give John, I need this power too. I receive this power too. Open your mouth and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. 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 Begin to ask. 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 I need the power of the Holy Spirit. 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 Holy Spirit, touch me. Holy Spirit, touch me. Holy Spirit, touch me. Touch me afresh. 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 Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? He that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh shall be opened. Now begin to receive. Now begin to receive the Holy Spirit. Begin to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here already. 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 Yes, begin to receive the Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Touch, touch, touch. 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 Holy Ghost, touch. Yes, 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 yes. It is your time. 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 Jemazata rakayibo robosotoria. Rekele, sete rekele. Rakalibo sotokiriba. Masapal. Kalise teye, murika. Sete yekere. Marakalibo sotoyikariba raba kuria. Renkele kere kere bosotoria. Alikere. Yere bosotoria. Rangaraba. Murikalia. Resete yeke yeke. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Some people are receiving a touch. They 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 are receiving a touch. Jeba sataraba jere rebo sotorebo jere re. Kakaribo sotoria. Ah.
You're not a man, oh, you're not a man, oh, you're the God who opened us, no man can shut. You're not a man, oh, you're not a man, oh, you're the God of everything. Oh,
Touching some people. At the back there, God is touching some people. I can see chains broken. I can see some demons flying away. Holy Spirit, do your work. Do your work. Do only what you can do. Do only what you can do. Do only what you can do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 If you have received a touch, can I see your hand up? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Can I see that hand very well? Just wave it.
Oh.
Okay. There are many people you have received. God has touched you afresh. God has touched you afresh. You can see that with evidence. Not just that you are waving that hand at me, but you can see it. Now you are sure you are seeing. Can I see that hand and wave it very well?
Now,
open your eyes and see people. See hands. See hands. See hands. Listen. Listen. Some of you are going to be prophesying. Some of you will have the gift of wisdom. Amen. You desire and you have not been touched. Can I see your hand up? Yes, just come forward. Just come forward. Just come forward. Those of you, just come forward. Quickly, quickly. I don't have time. Those of you who have been touched, can I see your wave your hand again? Where you are. Can you see them? Can you see them? Can you see those? Just look at those crowd. Look at those crowd. Look at those crowd with their white hands being waved. God will do your own. I said, God will do your own. I said, God will do your own. Amen. Daddy Koya, Pastor Daddy Badigeshin, please can you just help me? Mommy Koya, please. Mommy, my mommy. Mommy Olanoye, please. Join us. I just want you to just lay your hand upon these ones. Just lay your hands upon them. Just lay your hands upon them. Just lay your hands
let
upon
it
them.
Rain. Open the Lord gate of heaven. Let it rain. Sing open. Come on, sing, let it rain. Let it rain.
Let us speak out.
Oh, glory, my
Nauseating me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Those of you in front, you can go back to your seat.
Well,
how many of you, let me see your hands. You are receiving a touch, you are in front with evidence of speaking tongue. Can I wave it? Wave it. Oh, praise God!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you go, I can tell you that in your sleep, in your dream, you can wake up and find out that you are speaking in tongues. But the Holy Spirit is here. Let the whole church stand up on your feet. And let us just wave our hands to God and begin to worship God. I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord. And worship God. Bless God. Bless God for His touch. Bless God for His Spirit. Magnify the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Glorify Him. He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can do it. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.